Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Empower Wichita on Power 93.5.
Welcome back to Hitman and Carla in Power Wichita this morning on Power 93.5. Carla, great conversation we had with Susan about Wichita Public Schools enrollment.
Yes. And perfect transition for the Say Yes program.
There you go, right?
See? Yeah.
I love it. And you've been hearing us talk a lot about the Yes program, Youth Enrichment Services with the City of Wichita here on Power 93.5. And we figured we needed to get a couple of people in this morning to tell you even more about this program. Because it's that amazing. Let's welcome in this morning District 3 Councilman James Clendenin.
Good morning.
I got his last name right. I'm so happy about that. Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you. I'm really very appreciative of you having us this morning.
Well, we appreciate you getting up early on a Sunday morning to be with us here on Power 93.5. Let's talk about this YES program, because there was a lot of discussions behind the scene before this ever came to fruition. And kudos to you and the other council members who really made this program available to the young people of Wichita. Let's talk about that.
Well, I appreciate that. You know, there's a great need in our city. We don't realize it because a lot of the need is hidden, and we get to see it every day and when we interact with our communities. And so we see the need. We're always looking for ways to try to address that need.
Right.
And this is just a very simple thing that we can do at the City of Wichita to address that need.
What's really cool is that you have all of these services and programs that are absolutely free for people ages 7 to 17. You got free unlimited bus rides.
Yes.
You've got a library. And, of course, if they have late fees, they can get those removed and taken off. You've got free admission to the Wichita City of Wichita Public Pools, golf at the LW Clav Golf Park. I mean, you guys thought about everything.
Well, you know, these are all services, especially that youth will be engaged in, right? And this is really an outreach to youth. With the exception, I might try to take advantage of getting rid of my own late fees at the library. We have to concentrate on our children. We have to make sure that our children see the opportunities that are in front of them and then show them and give them ways to be able to take advantage of those opportunities, to just give them a step up, a handout for later on in life.
You know what I really like about this program, Carla, moms and dads, it gets our kids off the streets.
Sure does.
Yeah.
I mean, if the mom and dad, like, I don't know how I'm going to get you there, but now you got a free bus pass. You can go to pool where you know they're going to be lifeguards. They're going to be safe. They can go to the library. And, of course, they got computers at the library. Right?
It gets them off the couch. It gets them off their phones.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right. And golf. I think that's really cool. You're encouraging kids to get outside and play golf.
You know, golf is one of those things that I am no good at. very frustrating to even try, but you know, golf are one of those things that really help our kids with learning the ability to keep their mental focus, to be able to get out in the outdoors, to get exercise, to participate in the surroundings of their city. And we have an amazing golf program, a plug for the City of Wichita's golf courses here, but we have an amazing golf program in the City of Wichita. And we have a lot of golf pros and people in that program that are wanting to step up and make sure that youth get exposed to something that can be so good for them.
You know, I like what you said about golf. I've got a good friend of mine who lives in Chicago, and he said to me years ago, he says, you can tell about the quality of life in any city based on how many golf courses they have. And so our quality of life is pretty good.
Yeah.
We got 18 golf courses going on here in Wichita. And they're pretty busy, and the fees are very, very reasonable, but especially for young people right now through the ages of 7 to 17 through July 30th, free.
You know, what's interesting, golf can be have that perception of being something that's just too expensive for those that may not have the means to play. And so this is going to give great exposure to kids. And the city of Wichita has youth programs that go on all year round for these sorts of things. So it's the golf portion of this is pretty exciting.
Was it difficult, and I'm thinking that it wasn't, just due to the enthusiasm behind the program. But look, you got what's really great about this program. You got a number of city departments working together to make this happen, which just goes to show the functionality of our city government. Because you've got housing and God help me out with that, parks and recreation. Right. You got transit. All these different departments got together and said, "Okay, guys, let's make this happen."
You know, kudos to our city manager, Bob Layton, who has done a great job with hiring some department heads that are breaking down silos inside of City Hall, you know, encouraging communication between the departments. You know, the council and the department heads and the city manager, we get to talk about things like this.
Right.
We get to think outside of the box and see how we can help youth, how we can help those people that need services here in the city of Wichita. And it really helps fuel that passion for the rest of the council members that, you know, we're able to get some positive things done for people.
That's awesome. You know, let's go to the heart of what this program is all about. And the people who utilize it most are the young people in our community. And we're proud this morning. We've got a pretty good 14-year-old representative, Tyreek Gilkey, in the studio with us this morning. He's a freshman at Southeast High School. Good morning, Tyreek. How are you?
Thank you. How are you, too?
I'm doing pretty good, man. Is this your first time on the radio?
Yeah.
Well, you're doing pretty good so far. You know that?
Yeah.
Let's talk about this Youth Enrichment Services and program. We were talking off mic that some of these services you've actually used. Which ones have you used, and how easy was it for you?
I used a bus pass to get back and forth to work, and so that's a good help for young kids in the community to get to where they need to go.
Nice, nice. And how easy was it? Did your mom just call down to the number? By the way, all this information, gang, about this YES program that we're talking about is on our website right now at power935.com. But anyway, go ahead, Tyreek.
Actually, I am with the Way to Work program. It's a work job site for youth in the summer.
Nice.
And we get free transportation with the Say Yes program to go back and forth to work.
Nice. Wow, so you're working and making money this summer.
Oh, yeah.
14 years old.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
That's awesome. So that means you don't have to ask mom for any money for fries and a soda pop, right?
No. Don't go that far.
Well, this is great. So you've been working and making some money this summer and using the program, and this is awesome. I'm sure your mom had to be pretty pleased about that.
Yes.
You know, I've got a 13-year-old. I'm going to have you talk to her to encourage her to work.
Yeah, I have a 14-year-old.
This is great. Tyreek Gilkey with us this morning. City Councilman Clendenin, I'm working on that.
You got it.
This has got to make you feel good. There's a young man right here who's in the program, and look at the benefits he's getting from it.
You know, it does make me proud, you know, and I know it makes Tyreek proud, but, you know, people that may not have the opportunity to be exposed to some of the opportunities in Wichita, he's getting a great opportunity. His world is just totally open to things that he may not have known that he could do. And, you know, he mentioned the big thing about using the transportation system here in Wichita. One of the biggest barriers to people, kids, and others having jobs is transportation.
So true.
And that's why being able to show the value in the transit system, him being able to get to and from work, or maybe to and from to play golf. I don't know. Maybe he wants to play golf here, but
do you want to play golf, Tyreek?
No, not really.
Oh, no, come on, man. All right, me neither, but that's all right.
Keep being honest, though. I love it. But, you know, this is great. And if somebody's listening this morning, mom or dad, maybe a grandmother, maybe an older brother, they want to get their 7 to 17-year-old involved with the program. What do they need to do?
You know, you can go on to wichita.gov. You can call any one of the neighborhood resource centers. The one that is the resource center that is provided for the southeast part of town, or really any part of town, is the Colvin Neighborhood Resource Center, 303-8030. You can get a hold of us at City Hall. They will find you the right person to get to.
Sure. That's great stuff. I want to get back to the job program. I think that's a different component of it that I don't think a lot of people have thought about with the YES program. Tyreek, how many days a week do you work? How many hours a day?
I work 4 hours a day, 4 days a week, and then on Fridays we go to a workshop down at Citri 2.
Wow.
How cool is that?
Yeah. Carla, workshop. What are they teaching you in the workshops?
Just basic workplace training and how to deal with conflicts and situations in the workplace.
Wow. Wow. That is amazing.
And that's free.
Yes.
Wow. That's awesome. Well, look, Tyreek, I just met you today, but I can tell something's right. Your mama did something right, first and foremost. And whatever they're teaching you in this program is definitely a good thing. He's just a good-looking, well-polished young man. Mm-hmm. You know, Carly?
Yeah.
He comes in, he's got his shoulders are straight, you know, his head's up. Got a little swagger
smiling
to him. Yeah.
Got little shades on his head.
Well, let's get back to City Councilman Clint Denon on the program. First of all, who designed the new City of Wichita website? Because it's awesome.
You know, I've got to tell you, we had a lot of complaints about the old
website,
the old design,
Oh,
and
okay.
So our department, our IT department, is doing an amazing job of doing the redesign, and hopefully it'll be done soon because it's not quite done yet.
Oh,
so.
It really isn't. I love it. I go to it all the time.
I'm glad
I pay
you
my
do.
Water bill.
Yeah,
I just,
yeah. Please send people there. Wichita.gov.
Yeah, but, awesome.
You know, I wanted to go back real quick, if you don't mind, to the job program.
Sure, please.
Why this is so important. So former Mayor Carl Brewer did a similar program when he was young, when he was in his early teens
nice.
As well.
Okay.
And it did something to him that made him realize, you know what, maybe this is something I want to do in the future. Maybe there's an opportunity for me here. And, you know, of course, he went into the military, and then he came back and he decided to serve the public just based on his experiences with the work program the City of Wichita had way back then. So this is a very important program for kids.
You know, in an age, Councilman, when it seems that government is having to move monies around, you know, you have to make some tough decisions on where to invest resources, where to cut resources. I think it's awesome that through all of that turbulence that you've had in making those tough decisions, that you guys made a very great decision in making sure that this program not only was protected, but you've actually increased the opportunities with this program.
You know, we've done a good job recently of thinking out of the box and finding ways to maximize resources. The departments talking together, getting together, finding out how they could work together at the City of Wichita to do this. You know, it's been very important, but the big thing to realize is that we need to invest in our kids. We need to invest in the future. And this really is just an investment that will pay dividends beyond what we can even imagine. And so, we need to remember that that's an important part of what we do at the City of Wichita.
That's awesome. Let me tell you, gang, if you live in District 3 and you don't know who your city councilman is, you better find out. He's a good guy, James Clendenin. What I love about you, sir, is that I always see you out. You're always smiling. You're always approachable. And if every politician could be like you, I think we'd be in a really good place. You know
You're
what I'm saying?
You're making me blush. Stop it.
Can you tell? Tyreek, is he blushing? Can you tell?
A little bit.
Seriously, you're doing a great job representing your district.
You know, I've got to give kudos actually out to all our council members, City of Wichita. You know, the areas we represent, we do it very hard. We work very hard at doing it. There are a lot of demands, and everybody does a really great job.
Sure.
I enjoy being in the community. I enjoy talking to people. And you can't always help people the way you want to.
Yeah.
But you do your best, and I appreciate the comments. That's kind of you.
Well, it's very sincere and genuinely meant, Mr. Clendenin. Carla? You got a teenager. We got to get him on the CS program.
I know. This is amazing. Is this the first year? of this?
This is the first year of the Say Yes program. I imagine that with the success of it this year, that we're going to continue looking at ways to make sure that that stays funded.
I think it's amazing.
You know, it's really cool. If I may say so, sir, John Hall, with the city of Wichita, who I'm really blessed to have gotten to know on a personal level. He's just a good guy. And initially, he had called me up and shared this program with me. And I said, dude, we got to tell people about this.
I'm just learning about this when I came on board with Intercom.
Well, yeah.
It's amazing.
And I told John, I said, give me all the information. We got to get it on the radio. And it's just amazing because anything that helps kids and keeps our kids off the street, keep them busy.
Yeah.
You got Tyreek. He's working. He's got a little money in his pocket. And look, I know when I was 14, I was working and had a little money in my pocket. You just feel a little bit better when you got a little change in your pocket to move around a little bit. Right, Tyreek?
Yep.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. And now you got the free bus rides. Now, look, is this the free bus rides and all of these programs with the YES program? They're through July 30th. It's been such a success. Are you thinking about extending it, making it go longer?
You know, we've talked a little bit about that. Not sure if that's going to be possible this year. You know,
sure.
Really was started as a pilot to kind of see how it would take off and how it would be received. But honestly, it's been a success, and so we are going to look, you know, on how we can expand or maybe even add a few more things to the program next year.
All right, sounds good. You got one of your assistants there. Yeah, I like that beard. Who's he's in the background. He's working hard. I like that. And you have a nice lady that is with him as well. I know they're not on the mic, but we want to give them some recognition. What's their names this morning?
So, Ryan Tyree.
Yep.
Logan Bradshaw.
Yeah,
boy, I can't
Logan.
Forget Logan. She's been here.
Logan
forever.
Was emailing me back and forth for all of this. Great job, Logan. I know you worked hard at making all this happen.
They really are the people that are really administering this and making it happen. We're getting all the glory being on the radio, but they deserve kudos because they're a great example of what the people that we have working behind the scenes at the City of Wichita.
Well, no doubt about it. Both in front of the camera and behind the camera, the City of Wichita's got quality people, and all starts, like you said at the top, with Bob Layton as our city manager. Thank you for coming in this morning, the YES program. We've been talking about this on the radio. All the information, like I said, is on our website at power935.com. You can even go to the City of Wichita website at wichita.gov and get all this information about this program because there's young people like Tyreek Gilkey, who's on the air with us this morning, who's benefiting directly because of this program. And, of course, City Councilman James Clendenin and all of the city council members, all of the things that you're doing to improve the quality of life for everybody in our city. We appreciate you, and we thank you for making time to be with us this morning.
Thanks for giving us an opportunity to let everybody know about it. It's been an honor. Thanks.
You're welcome. It's Empower Wichita, the Hitman, and Carla. We'll be back to wrap up the show right after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.